Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space. This is Hotel Mars, Michelle Hanlon of the Air and Space Law Program at the University of Mississippi, and most importantly, president and co-founder of For All Moonkind, Looking Human Heritage in Space. Michelle, I come immediately to the puzzle that obviously in front of us, the plans are colonies. Colonies on the moon, certainly colonies on Mars. All of these colonies, we presume, are going to be under the Artemis Accords or its opposite number, the People's Republic of China, in some fashion. Does what you've been saying right now about these heritage sites, not owned, possessed, not possessed, is that going to apply to these colonies and cities? Or, on the other hand, I take seriously that you're working with a number of people who want to develop guidelines and not worry about the law now, but in the future. Is that the way to imagine this?
Absolutely. So let's think about, let's project over the next decade, we're going to see humans going back to the moon, and we're going to see them going back to stay, not just stepping and taking a 2-hour walk, right? And they're going to be Chinese humans and they're going to be American humans. And we might have two completely separate lunar bases, lunar installations. And the law anticipates that. The Outer Space Treaty says, you can't claim territory, but you can build an installation so long as it's not a military installation. So what we're trying to do through the United Nations, through some private organizations, is put up guardrails. Like, what does it mean? Fundamentally, it is a human right to own property. Article 17 of the Declaration of Human Rights, which applies in space because international law applies in space, says that humans have the right to own property. You know, we are not going to be able to expand humanity beyond our orbit, beyond our own planet, unless we figure out, what it means when you do have a plot of land. I use this with my students all the time because I have a lot of very, very starry-eyed, hopeful, optimistic students, and they say, "Oh no, no property ownership. It's going to be great. This whole new idyllic version of humanity." And I say, "Okay, can I use your phone?" "Well, no. It's my phone." I'm like, "That's property. There's a reason you have that. There's a reason you have that ownership. You don't want somebody else using your phone. You're going to take care of your phone. And we need to, that is something that is an inherent right." And I live in Mississippi, which has a terrible civil rights, history. And one of the most important things to freed slaves, to those families, is they own their property now. So this is a fundamental right that we cannot ignore when we go to space. And it's something that we have to deal with. And so what I want to do, what I'm working with these groups to do, is lay some foundations to see what that's going to look like. Okay, it didn't work so well on Earth, so how are we going to do it? But, fundamentally, I've never been to space. I've never lived in space. Space is really hard. It just wants to kill you. You can't go outside on the moon and just take a walk. I don't know what it's going to be like to live there. I can't make the laws for people who are going to live there, but I can give them the framework. And I believe, when we have the point where we have these two communities, let them figure it out with the knowledge and the history and all of the experience that we can give them from Earth.
David, you have a question for Michelle. We have a couple of minutes.
Michelle, one of the concerns to me is that we don't want to stop with humanity at the moon. We want to go to Mars. We want to be in free space. We want to maybe go to other destinations. How critical is it that we get it right the first time on the moon? Because won't what we do on the moon set the course of action for Mars and every place else we go?
So, David, that is a brilliant question, because I believe the moon is something different. And I believe what we do on the moon has to be different from any place else we go. I like to tell people, we just as humanity, we just have to hold it together for like the next 100 years, because once we are able to expand beyond the moon and actually access the vast resources of the universe and space, then maybe we won't be fighting so much with each other. But the moon is finite. The moon has all sorts of cultural significance for people all around the world, different values. And so I think, you know, we have to see the moon as a stepping stone and not as a destination. And we have to see the moon as someplace where we learn how to live in space and how to get beyond our cislunar space to reach those vast resources. So I hope, you know, I hope that we are able to structure something where the moon continues to enjoy that cultural value, to meet that for human expectations, and that we take, I don't care, I'm not going to allow anybody to claim sort of cultural significance over an asteroid that nobody's ever seen.
30 seconds, Michelle, 30 seconds.
Thank you. That nobody's, you know, an asteroid that nobody's ever seen before. You cannot say to me that that has cultural value to us. So I think we get beyond the moon, and then the rest of space is very different.
Michelle Hanlon, Executive Director, Air and Space Law Program, University of Mississippi. For All Moonkind, co-founder and president. David Livingston, Dr. Space, Hotel Mars episode N. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.